AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO is warning Russia that what it's doing in Syria is troubling, and it could precipitate an international crisis. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We are facing many challenges from many different directions. Conflict, instability, and insecurity.
Stoltenberg spoke to reporters this morning in Brussels, where the world's defense ministers are meeting. Last week, Russia launched a military campaign in Syria that it says is targeting militants, though it's been accused of taking action just to prop up President Bashar Assad's regime. 2 hours from now, Congress hears from Volkswagen's top man in the U.S. Michael Horn is expected to apologize for the cheating software that the company installed on millions of its diesel vehicles, so they would appear to be in compliance with emission standards. There's a manhunt underway on the grounds of the NSA. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani with what this is all about.
Fort Meade is on reduced operations today as police search for a suspect who crashed a stolen car outside the Maryland base. Authorities in Anne Arundel County say officers pulled over a vehicle last night, but the driver sped away before hitting an unmanned gate at Fort Meade. The suspect fled onto the campus, which also houses the U.S. Cyber Command. The incident comes 6 months after National Security Agency police fatally shot two people at a base gate who had ignored orders to turn around a stolen vehicle. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The winner of this year's Nobel Prize in Literature is Svetlana Alexievich, a Belarusian writer who was doing her ironing when she heard the news. She chronicled the great tragedies of the Soviet Union and its collapse. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed legislation aimed at preventing health insurance premium increases. Our Martin DeCaro is in Washington with this.
The legislation marks an uncommon instance in which both parties rallied behind an effort to revamp part of the Affordable Care Act. Some smaller businesses were expecting higher premiums next year because the act requires companies that are considered small businesses to offer certain benefits. Previously, small businesses were defined as those having up to 50 employees, but that number was set to expand to 100 on January 1st. The new law keeps the small business definition at 50 workers, but allows states to increase the number if they choose. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is releasing a plan to crack down on bad behavior by Wall Street. She says she would punish individual investors, financial managers, and traders for misconduct, saying they'll be prosecuted and imprisoned. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.